Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is not Wednesday. It is Thursday. And I think Thursdays are the new Wednesdays. And Wednesdays are...
Wednesdays are the new Fridays.
Right. But what if I were to ask you, what if we talked about Marvel's What If? Would you listen? And may I recommend you might this week? I'm Goo, joined by Wesley Sykes. Hello.
Hello. Coming from parts unknown here. A little bit new digs here in the background. So I hope I sound a little better. I hope I look a little better. This episode was definitely better. So all thumbs up all the way around.
This episode is what I want the show to be. What I've wanted the show to be. Where you are picking up from an event and then moving forward from there, and nothing prior to that event is changed. It is up to that event, that story is told, and then at this point right now, as opposed to the Avengers taking the sarcophagus, the coffin, whatever you want to call it.
Sure, I like that.
As opposed to the Avengers taking it, Ultron actually does get the body, Ultron wins, and then he goes on his crusade.
Yeah, absolutely. I was a big fan of this. I have a little more love for James Spader, whether it's in his role in The Office or his role as Vision or Ultron, I should say, in Age of Ultron. Obviously didn't voice this one here, but I was happy for a little justice for Ultron here. I thought it played out very well. I loved seeing the human hero aspect of Natasha and Clint kind of being the sole survivors without having any powers.
What I like about that is Ultron knew to take the other heroes out first, because those last two are less of a threat.
Yeah, exactly. Very smart. And I think, you know, maybe we're burying the lead a little bit here, but how about this awesome kill that we get of 5 out of 6 Infinity Stone to Thanos?
Love it. And that also just makes you think of, in Infinity War, Vision could have done that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But he did it because he was, you know, he's a little bit of a pussy.
And he also doesn't quite have the Vision that, say, Ultron does.
Right, because Ultron does have 4 eyes, or maybe it's 6 at that point, so
well,
I don't know.
No, I think it's 2 if he's in the body.
In the body, but
it's more of a mental thing than anything else.
His third eye's open, that's
the third eye is always open. What happens in this episode, Wes?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Goo. It's Natasha Romanoff and Clint Barton who seek to destroy killer robot Ultron following a cataclysmic event. Of course, we have Jeffrey Wright, who plays a much bigger role in this, maybe is the connective tissue that we've been waiting for between the MCU and this show. Of course, playing the Watcher. Then we have Jeremy Renner as Clint Barton, Benedict Cumberbatch, who makes a surprise cameo appearance at the end as Doctor Strange.
Emo Strange.
Lake Bell. Yeah. Supreme Strange, yeah.
Emo Strange.
Natasha, Evil Strange, Supreme
Emo.
Strange.
Emo.
Emo.
Yeah.
I'll turn you up here. How's that? I can hear you a little better.
No, don't. You know, I don't want you to hear me. I want you to guess what I'm saying.
We get Toby Jones as Arnim Zola.
Mm-hmm. And I love that as soon as they're able to get his mind into that Ultron body, they shoot his legs out. And immediately after that, because they did that, Clint dies. By the way, spoilers.
Yeah, spoiler all the way around. Maybe this isn't a spoiler as much, but we get another Tony Stark death, who's quickly becoming the Kenny of the MCU right now.
I kind of like that. Yeah.
Ross Marquand, who we said did the voice of Ultron, and then Alexander Daniels is back as Carol Danvers.
So first off, I think that I like Carol Danvers. I like Captain Marvel more after this show. And while watching this episode, I'm like, why not just give her an animated series? Like, this seems like it could be a fun show.
Yeah, I think that could be, like this iteration of,
right,
of what we've seen so
because
far. Yeah, I like that.
I feel like her powers are kind of limited by the live action stuff. And if you do it animated, it could get a little bit weirder.
Yeah, exactly. I think you can go, like, I love them going into the center of Xandar, think it was at that point. And that was a really cool thing. Probably something that would be much tougher to replicate in live action form with CGI and whatnot.
So also, so two things here, and I can't turn off my effing computer sound. I don't know why. But so with the animation in this episode, I thought it actually lent perfectly to the story, because the fight between the Watcher and between Ultron was like Goku, was like a Dragon Ball Z anime type spot. And I really, really enjoyed that. And then also, like you said, with Carol Danvers going to the center of the Earth, also with like the multiverse of like flashing to different areas, different locations, different universes. I really, really liked that. And also, we've already discussed this, but the voice of Ultron in this, I do like the fact, because it's not quite Ultron, it's not quite Vision. So to have a different voice there isn't that bad.
No, I think it works, right? Because it's maybe a representation of the new entity that's formed when the two combine.
Right? And he did kind of have the cadence of a James Spader.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought for a second that it was going to be him, actually Spader, but I had to wait to see. And you kind of realize at the end that it's not him as well. But but it had me, you know, kind of confused for a second. But I think, you know, if we want to talk about, you know, early scores or early reviews of the episode overall, I mean, we've been saying the AKA of this show name has been Cool Concept Bro. I think this is finally the Cool Concept Bro that we've been looking for.
Cool but payoff,
with the
too.
Execution. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
We don't know how the payoff is. It's a TBD. To be continued, and not to jump too far ahead, but it's looking like next week the Guardians of the Multiverse is going to be the surviving characters from all the other episodes, and the Watcher will then go and get the Captain Carter, go and get the cloaked Spider-Man, go and get T'Challa Star-Lord, use Emo Strange, use Drunk Thor, and use those characters. So that appears to be where they're going, and I do like the tie-in.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's finally the payoff that we've been waiting for, right? If we've had to suffer through these 30-minute episodes that we have in some cases.
And this was the shortest episode, too.
Right, and it paid off. Like I said, it worked. The story was cool. Yeah. You know, I love the allusions to Avengers Endgame with, like you said, Clint dying at the end with the falling off the cliff. You talked about Emo Strange. That was Emo Clint there. You know, he needed some help from a Good Samaritan or something.
Yeah.
But okay, so we mentioned some required reviewing, you know, of these episodes. We never really do that, but Age of Ultron, I think you definitely have to see. You get a little bit of Black Widow in there with the Red Guardian
shield,
which is very cool.
You saw that Easter egg?
Yep.
And I thought she used it great. And then also, Clint, metal arm, you could say maybe more for like a Bucky, but I would say more a Green Arrow. In The Dark Knight Returns, obviously you're crossing paths there, but he has a, you know, one arm.
Yeah, so I was wondering, was that explained in a previous episode that
I
don't
think so.
Don't remember or something? Because that was kind of my question. How do you lose his arm? I would have liked to have seen that. That was kind of my thing there. Mm-hmm. But we mentioned about Ultron successfully transferring his consciousness into Vision's vibranium body, finally following through on his peace in our time quest. Launching all the nuclear codes here. So, you know, if we're talking topical jokes here, General Milley should have informed somebody. But we have he ultimately killing Thanos with 5 out of the 6 Infinity Stones.
Like this, too. Just done.
Oh, like a hot knife through butter, Goo. Mm-hmm. Like a hot knife through butter. Adopts them, lays waste to the universe. We get clips of Sakaar, the Sovereign, Asgard, Ego, Xandar. Captain Marvel, all destroyed.
So, with Thanos once again, this is his second appearance, or third if you're counting the zombie Thanos as well. Has he been nerfed too much?
Thanos, definitely. Yeah. I agree. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Simply put.
Through 20 movies, he's the biggest bad there is. And in this, he's a goofy side character in one episode. And literally, he's got 5 of the stones, steps out there, and is immediately done.
Right, and he's a zombie in the other one, right? So that means he got defeated somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't love their representation of Thanos here.
No, justice for Thanos.
Yeah. It looks like we need 20 more movies for Thanos.
it's a comeback story none of us were expecting here.
Yeah.
Now, but after you know, Ultron and Vision kind of succeed on his goals here, he doesn't really know what to do himself. Again, kind of like Thanos at the end. You know, he just doesn't really, he achieves his mission. Then he becomes all-knowing. He hears the Watcher just narrating his every move, which is very creepy. Like, imagine if you overheard someone just narrating your every move.
I would love it. Question for you. Who is he talking to?
The Watcher?
Yeah.
Us. He's very aware.
You think he's talking to us as opposed to maybe someone that is in, because he keeps on saying your Earth. So it has to be someone that is in the movies that we have currently watched in that universe. So is he talking to Strange maybe?
I think it's just very simply us. Like, if he is a viewer of all the multiverses, he can also view the viewer. So he is explaining that to us.
Is that explained to us in the final episode?
Maybe we get that there. But he finally breaks his oath. Big question. We finally see him kind of like in real human form.
Yeah. He's like looks like a big old baby. Yeah. He looks like the Pelicans mascot, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Or almost like Detective Baby Legs in Rick and Morty there. It was very cute seeing him move there. But again, seeing all his powers, really like that.
Yeah, it was cool. Liked it a lot. Yeah,
very cool. And then seeing that battle against him and Ultron there. But meanwhile, on Earth, we have Clint and Natasha, who are in Russia hunting for Zola's AI so he can fight Ultron from within, kind of like Jarvis and Ultron there, right?
Well, so you say that. Do you think that Jarvis is brought in this next episode as another AI?
If Tony Stark doesn't die, I mean,
Tony's dead. Maybe is Pepper alive?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Maybe voiced Pepper from the Killmonger episode. By the way, Killmonger would also be in the Guardians of the Multiverse.
Yes, yes. And they keep flashing Gamora, too, in this, too. But we haven't seen her really
featured,
right?
Was she in the T'Challa episode, maybe? Which episode was she wielding that double blade?
Yeah, yeah. No, it was the T'Challa episode. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
That would be the one that we get.
All right. And then we already get the mention of Clint dying, a la Avengers Endgame with Natasha.
Yeah.
Ultron fighting the Watcher. We turning into Galactus, right? Talk about bearing the lead. That's the big one right there. Is that he turns into the planet-eating, devouring being there.
Yeah.
If this is canon, then we are getting Galactus at some point, right? This has to be kind of a tease. That's how I'm viewing
this. It's canon within a different universe.
Right.
So,
but it's there now.
Yeah, no, it's so everything in this show is just that they're showing you the possibility of like this could happen in the movies. It's not. It's in a different universe, but they do have this capability.
It's like soaking for Mormons right now. Like, we're not really getting a whole lot, but it's like just a little tease.
I don't understand the reference, but I'm gonna say yes.
Google it. Google it.
I'm gonna
give it a googs. When you're at work.
I'm gonna give it a googs.
Soaking, yeah. So we have the Watcher who's nearly defeated. He transports to somewhere, right? We're not really sure. Another multiverse, and he meets this emo Strange. This Strange
is it a
Supreme.
Headspace type of thing where if it's somewhere that Ultron can't go, is it a specific headspace where only he can like transport his mind, and Strange has that same type of ability, and he does the same?
Because like Ultron is not as an AI.
Ultron's not a human,
right? Gotcha. Yeah, I like that. I mean, I think this was the jail. I think Strange even says that he kind of created this place for recluse himself.
Yeah, and he's got all those crazy eyes in the dark.
Yeah, a lot of crazy eyes in the dark watching it. I wouldn't like that.
And he was listening to My Chemical Romance.
maybe just came from Hot Topic real quick. Yeah,
he's like blaring that. Hawthorne Heights.
Ohio is for lovers, you know. is that the song? Is that Hawthorne Heights?
I can only think of that one where they're like, slit my wrist and black my eyes, and then the other guy screams it in the background.
Yeah, that's who didn't love some little screamo in their life?
Yeah,
you
right.
know?
Yeah, 2005 was a weird time.
It was a good time, yeah.
It was a good time.
Everyone was just coming out of Korn and Limp Bizkit, right? And they needed a little something heavier.
Very weird transition in music to go from new metal to screamo.
Right. Well, you just need that bigger kick sometimes, you know? Just won't do it.
Mac is saying cute without the E.
Cut.
Yeah. Thank you. Jordan Roy said perfect by Simple Plan was the choice, clearly.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Simple Plan was a good one. Yeah. Oh, now we're really bringing it back.
Guys, tweet at us right now. What is emo Doctor Strange listening to in that odd headspace that he has created?
Silverstein? Was that another one? That was another one.
Guys, just send us a list. Send
Street
us your
Light 05. Manifesto?
Send us your 05 playlist, please.
some zocks for the from the people from Providence. What are we doing here? I love this. Okay, so do we have any questions here?
Do you have any questions? I don't have any. And I thought that for being a very complex episode, and we've already kind of asked questions, but it was kind of cut and dry. It was very simple. And I like that about the episode. It lends into, and this is what the creator said, is that it is a to be continued, but it's also something that you could watch on its own and then not watch the next episode. I disagree. I would have liked follow-ups on most of these other episodes to see what the F was going to happen on that to be continued. But yes, I like this.
Yeah, two thumbs up. I would say this is tied.
Oh, what was your score?
Episode.
What was your score?
The big reveal coming here.
Yeah.
I would say this is tied for my favorite episode, which was the Earth's Mightiest Avengers, 82 out of 100.
Yeah, so I would say that I'm going to need the payoff because I think that if they pay this off well, this is my favorite episode / two-part episode / next week will be my favorite, whatever it is. But this is the best story that they have told. This is the best to be continued of... This happened in the movie, and since this didn't happen to continue that story, this is what we have now. And this is what I want. What if Ultron won? And right, crazy shit happened, butterfly effect, everything happens here.
Yeah, and again, it's picking off an MCU storyline, like the party Thor thing. Like, I don't know. What does that really have to do with anything?
And people have always complained, too. Age of Ultron is what? 2 weeks? A month? What kind of an age is that?
It's not very long time.
This is an age right here.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, time means something.
Time is not a flat circle.
Or no, is it? No, well.
That's what we're here for.
But Earth is, though, right? Is that? I'll ask 21 questions,
and they all about us. Is time a flat circle?
I've heard that phrase used a lot, obviously.
I don't know what it means.
It's from, what's the show? Oh, I'm blanking on it here. True Detective.
Okay.
I don't know what it means, though. I'm going to be honest. I really don't know what it means.
Whenever anybody explains time or like flipped universes like in Stranger Things with poking the hole through the paper plate, I just shake my head and say, sure.
Okay, I'll go.
You guys are
with
using
it.
Big enough words. You're using enough jargon. You know what you're talking about. In Ant-Man, whenever they explain shrinkage, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. The less, because like what always confuses me about the shrinkage in Ant-Man is the plumbing. You can't just shrink a building down and then have it go back up. Like, what is it? Like, where's all the shit going to?
Right. And then also, like, bigoting things. How do you bigon things?
Right. Yeah. That's a great question. Do the clothes also bigon?
Yes.
Right. But I don't know. It's
is
crazy.
He nude that's... under that bigoning suit?
Does everything bigon?
I feel like everything would bigon, but...
Or can you isolate certain things to bigon? Now,
the way that mass works, and this is why when he's Giant Man, he moves at a very odd pace and swing style.
Cumbersome, some might say.
Is because his bones do not fill out properly, so they're a little hollow. And that's why he's a little off base.
That's why Yao Ming had such a short NBA career.
That is exactly why. Is because someone bigoned him, and his bones did not fill in properly.
Greg Oden, also short NBA career. I'm not making these puns. They're just writing themselves.
Greg Oden, at the age of 20, could have been 45, and at the age of 45, could be 20.
Yeah, at a time where most people have a fake ID to get booze, he had a fake AARP card to get the early bird special at Denny's.
Yo, you saw that Easter egg?
Quickly, give me them Easter eggs.
Not a whole lot there. I think we mentioned a couple here. You know, we get Earth populated by the Skrulls.
And also, like, you know, flashing to a bunch of different characters. Are those Easter eggs?
Right. Yeah. Well, I thought it was kind of cool, though.
No, it was cool, but it's like you're not really searching for it. Easter eggs, you're trying to be searching for things in the background.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. But Steve Rogers, president?
That was cool.
Hashtag my president. Cap.
President Cap. Exactly. Jordan Roy gets it. President Cap was cool.
I love that. Yeah. We mentioned the Red Guardian shield. Yeah. We get at the end, or not the end, when Vision is destroying the Sovereign, we see a Peter Quill Star-Lord, not a T'Challa Star-Lord with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
So it's a different universe, which is telling you that T'Challa Star-Lord is still on the table.
Yes, I like that.
That's so what
they can come
you,
back and maybe they could just like see each other, get a mirror match or some sorts. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
And again, so I think that's all I had there, really. I mean, Tony Stark dying, we got Natasha with the shield, Galactus and Ultron, right? But episode 9, we've mentioned this and we teased this a couple of times here. Of course, a little bit more timely as time is a flat circle. In an alternate timeline, Vision becomes an all-powerful android known as Infinite Ultron, when merged with rival Android, Android Ultron, right? We've already got that point. Mm-hmm. But now it's up to the newly formed, quote, Guardians of the Multiverse to put an end to his reign before it's too late.
Okay, so we've already kind of talked about this. We've already talked about who will be in the Guardians of the Multiverse. And my final prediction will be the way that they defeat this Ultron is they need to draw him to a universe where the Infinity Stones are not powerful. Much like Loki when he's at the Timekeepers there.
Oh, I love that. That is nice. And we got to get Miss Minutes back in the form here. Yeah. I love this.
I like that. So that's my prediction there.
It's all about time.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that'll do it for this episode. And next week, we'll have to ask you one more time because very questionable if when this show comes back for season two, we do this podcast again. But
the time is, the time's up in the air.
What if we talked about Marvel's What If? Would you listen?
Yeah. What if?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.